Adults, we are never this honest, and that is not a bad thing. I have borne two children. The last thing I needed were those comments, which obviously could have been made. But it's not always a good thing either, because all of us, and especially leaders, need to speak and hear the truth. The workplace is an especially difficult place for anyone to tell the truth, because no matter how flat we want our organizations to be, all organizations have some form of hierarchy. And what that means is that one person's performance is assessed by someone else's perception. This is not a setup for honesty. Think about how people speak in the typical workforce. Rather than say, "I disagree with our expansion strategy," or better yet, "This seems truly stupid," they say, "Well, I think there are many good reasons why we're entering this new line of business, and I'm certain the management team has done a thorough ROI analysis. I'm not sure we've fully considered the downstream effects of taking this step forward at this time." As we would say at Facebook or on the internet, three letters, WTF. Truth is better served by using simple language. Last year, Mark decided to learn Chinese, and as part of studying, he would spend an hour or so each week with some of our employees who are native Chinese speakers. One day, one of them was trying to tell him something about her manager. So she said this long sentence, and he said, "Simpler, please." And then she said it again, and he said, "No, I still don't understand. Simpler, please." And so on and so on. Finally, in sheer exasperation, she bursts out, "My manager is bad!"